Meseches Beitza, Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin, Misha Zimen Etzel Orchem, a person who invited guests on Yantif. Vayolichu V'yadamanos, if when they leave, the guests receive gifts, they cannot take those gifts back home with them. If the way they got to the home of the host was through an Erev Tchumen, because in that case, they would be taking this gift over 2,000 amos away from the original owner of the gift. And that would be Keragle Habalim, limiting how much you can remove or move this gift based on the owner's Tchum. The Mishnah says, Elohim Kein Zika Lehem Anusei Merav Yantif. If a person would be mezakeh through a zechus, by being zocha through a specific kinyan on behalf of the guests before Yantif, giving them ownership to these gifts from before Yantif and making them the owners legally and halachically, then these gifts are really the owners, are really the guests' gifts from before Yantif, and would be determined in terms of tchum based on the guest's tchum and not on the owner's tchum, allowing them to bring him back the full 4,000 amos to their home. Ein mashkin v'shochten es hamidbarios. It is prohibited to water or to slaughter midbarios, animals which range and wander on their own. They're not domesticated, but rather are out in the fields at any given moment. They are considered muktza, and therefore cannot be touched on Yantif. Aval mashkin v'shochten es habayasios. It is allowed to water or to slaughter, to shecht, animals which are bayasos, which are domesticated. They are not considered muktza. They are known where they are, and they are considered accessible. Eilohin bayasos. The following are considered bayasos, domesticated animals, halanos be'ir. Those animals that always sleep in the gates of the city. At night, return back into the city, even after grazing outside the gates of the city during the day. Midbarios, what are animals which are considered non-domesticated? Halanos ba'afar, the ones that can pass a night outside, in the pasture, not returning into the gates of the city. Those animals would be considered mukta, off-limits, as their das, as the person's, the owner's das, is not upon them as they wander in and out of the city. With this, we conclude Maseches Beitza. Let us continue now with the first Mishnah of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Arba Rosh Hashanahim, there are four Rosh Hashanahs during the course of the year. Be'echad b'Nisan Rosh Hashanah la'molachim v'l'aragalam. The first of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, is the new year for malachim and for regalim and for holidays. And what does this refer to? When writing a shtar, when writing a document, one writes the date based on the king's entry and establishing his throne. For this, we count Nisan. And Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is considered the turning point from year to year. Hence, if a person became a king in Adar, it would be considered the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Likewise for regalim, for calculating certain halachos regarding the holidays and when to bring karbanos in violation of Baal Ta'achar and delaying karbanos, we count Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a second year. Be'echad be'elo Rosh Hashanah le'maiser behema. The first of Elo is considered Rosh Hashanah for maiser behema, for tithing the animals. As we know, each year is considered independent of another. And therefore, animals born in one year cannot be tied with animals born another year. On that, Rosh Chodesh Elul is considered a separate year. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, and Becha B'Tishrei. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon disagree, and they say that the first of Tishrei is considered a new year for Meiser Behema. Continues the Mishnah, Be'echa B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Hashanim V'Lashmitin V'Layovlos. The first of Tishrei is considered Rosh Hashanah for Shanim, for literally years, as the Gemara explains. It's also in its connection to writing documents and labeling years based on kings of non-Jewish descent, whose year turns in Tishrei, and therefore need to be labeled like that on documents. For Shemitah, when does Shemitah start? Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Yovel, as well. Lanetziah, for literally planting. This refers to the planting of trees which bear fruit and are subject to laws of Arla. Arla, for the first 3 years of an animal's life, one is not allowed to get benefit from those fruits. This is calculated based on the month of Tishrei. Layurakos, for yurakos, for vegetables, regarding laws of Meiser. We know that Meiser is different from year to year, and that is determined on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Be'echa b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilam, k'divrei Beis Shammai. The opinion of Beis Shammai is that Echa b'shvat, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, is considered Rosh Hashanah for ilanos, for trees. Beis Hillel omrim b'chamisha asar bo. Beis Hillel says that this is on the 15th, on Tu B'Shvat. And Tu B'Shvat is considered the time of Rosh Hashanah. And as the Gemara explains, for Tu B'Shvat in Eretz Yisrael is the time that most of the water for that season has already fallen, concluding a certain part of the season.